This is the Celestial Goddess Podcast. Let's grow and show up with more compassion. I love you. Hello, hello, hello. I love you. Let's clear that throat chakra together. I love you. Like, I mean that. What do you mean today? Like, what are you putting intention into? And what are you giving meaning to? I haven't done a little solo share like this in a long time. But I felt really called today to connect with you guys, you amazing souls. You know, I think about it, we all, you know, I was just talking about this with someone yesterday. It was, you think about all the people here on Earth, 7.5 billion people here. You think about it, like, we all chose to be here right now. We chose to be on this Earth right now at this time. We are here, we are doing this thing. Like, you listening to this right now, you are a part of this wave, this new earth we are coming into, this earth of love, planting seeds of love, watering the seeds of joy, happiness, ease. And I feel like a lot of us right now are being called to step forward. To step forward out of the sheeple, out of the herd. Come forward and spread our light. And allow our soul to be seen. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're vulnerable, like yourself. You're the magic that you bring to this world, because everyone, I believe, has their own special piece that they bring into this grand, you know, picture. They have a special thing that they love, a niche, whatever it is. But you're being called to step up right now, to allow yourself to be seen. Give yourself permission to be seen as you are. We can't wear the mask anymore. You can't, you know, it's like the mask, the costumes, all these things, they got to come off. We got to see you, boo. You know, oh, I want to see you. And I know that's what I'm going through right now. I'm being called to step forward and be seen and share all this stuff I've been learning. And I know you guys are right there with me, because we're all a loving expression of each other. We all signed up to be here right now with each other. A part of this impact that we're making on the world, you know. And something my dear sister said to me yesterday really hit home, you know, when we're talking about meaning. I've really been focusing on what meaning I give to this life and what meaning means to me, and intention, you know, putting mindful intention into every little thing that I do. And, you know, it's pretty profound for me when you think about it. You know, yes, we put meaning into things that we, what we're, you know, our actions, what we're doing. But at the same time, when we don't step up, and when we do not step forward or speak our truth or face that challenge, we're also giving meaning to what we're not doing. That really hit home for me too. Because, you know, you think it may be hard to not step forward and be the only one to step forward and say, hey, you know, if something doesn't feel right intuitively, you know, speaking up and being able to create that change, being that person, you know. But it's like, when you don't speak up and when you allow, you know, the wrong or the hurt or whatever it is to continue, you're giving meaning to that energy too by not doing anything. Yeah. Yeah, man. Like what I'm thinking, I'm just now thinking from my own personal experience of procrastination. Like when I put off my dreams and the things that really matter to me, when I put off sharing it, that's really what I've had resistance to is sharing. You know, we're always learning, right? I've just been learning all this stuff, but you know, I haven't been sharing it. I've been resistant to share it, resistant to teach, resistant to be in that light. And so it was really powerful for me to name that, you know, when I'm in that energy of not, you know, practicing or not stepping up in a way I need to step up right now, that I'm also giving meaning to the energy I am trying to prevent. You know what I mean? Like what I'm working towards, like. So yeah, I just wanted to remind everyone, you're not alone. You are not alone. Like us light workers out here, we're doing it. And it's not easy, you know, but you're not alone. And I stand behind you. Your angels stand behind you. There's so much divine source outside of this world that is supporting us, supporting you. And yeah, support. That's just been really big for me lately. Just support. Yeah, and we have helpers. You have helpers that are always willing to help us. We just have to call upon them and ask for help, ask for assistance, and just ask. We feel so reluctant to just, right? Like prayer. I know praying was kind of that was a weird thing for me when I was younger, because it's like, oh, religion, prayer, that can seem like I'm not religious. But, you know, now that I've taken this journey of diving inward to my own divinity, right? Because we all have the divine within us. We are all source. We are all God, really, at the end of the day. That's what Jesus was. Jesus was just able to see the God in himself. So as we dive into this practice of self and dive into our own divinity, you know, we realize that there are so many other divine sources of light always wanting to help us and assist us, always. They're working towards a life of love and peace as well, and ease and joy, excitement, like being excited. That is such a beautiful frequency to be in, excitement. Are you excited? Are you excited? And you may say, for what? What am I excited for? Just in general, are you excited? Are you excited for life? I'm excited I woke up today. You know, I'm excited I was just able to take that breath. You know, the little things. Oh, it's such a great energy to be in. And we are so abundant. You are so abundant. I bow to you. I honor you. I'm giving you love. You know, it's hard being this, you know, when you have a bright light showing up in the world and people gaslight you and shoot you down and try and make you small because it makes them uncomfortable if you're in your whole self. And you know, to all of that, I honor you. I just want to stand by you. Stand by you. Keep shining your light. Keep stepping forward. You're not crazy. You are not fucking crazy. There's so much gaslighting that goes on. And no, we're not tolerating that. We're not crazy. We're not giving in to the trauma and the bullshit. Let's keep it 1,000. Okay. So now I just want to call in and allow myself to increase my capacity to receive support in the physical realm. And I send support to you as well to increase your capacity to accept and allow support in this physical realm. Even when it seems like we're alone and everyone's against us, we are calling in that support and we are protecting this divine energy. Because we are here for a purpose. We are growing, we are thriving, we are shifting, we are lifting. We're doing greater good. We are doing good for the greater of humanity. You know, and also that humbleness kicks in as well. Like what we're doing right now, you know, we may not even see it in this lifetime, but just know what we are, when we are creating, whatever we are creating right now, it will be seen in the future. So when we choose to create this greatness, create this love, this acceptance, this unconditional support, allowing it, giving it, and receiving it, you know, that is helping the future humanity, helping the greater good of humanity in this lifetime and the next. So it's all good, baby boo. I pat you on the back. You're doing a really good job. A really good job. And remember, the only thing that is stopping you is you. That was such a big thing. That's a huge thing that I'm going through right now. I am the only one stopping myself. I'm the only one holding myself back. So remember to ask for assistance, ask for help. Let's get out of our own way, get out of our own greatness, and allow ourselves, give ourselves permission to be seen and be heard. And that's it. I love you. I love you so much. And just remember to keep your heart and your mind open. Just keep your heart and your mind open to allow all of this. This is all possible. Drop into that gratitude. Drop into that body. Find some gratitude. Keep the heart and mind open and allow the blessings and the miracles to come in. Allow that support so that you can step into your greatness. So that I can step into my greatness. We all are. I love you. I love you so much. May you be happy. May you be well. I love you. If you enjoyed this podcast, reach out. You can leave a comment, review, subscribe. You can find me on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and so much more. I'm also on Instagram, Facebook, and have my own website. It's Celestial Goddess Podcasts. That is spelled CELESTIALGODDESS. Also, if you feel called to donate, please feel free. I appreciate all the support to grow and to reach more people. I'm just grateful we're growing together and we're doing the work together. So thank you for being here. I love you forever.